This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. We are quickly approaching the milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19. While the U.S. has a little more than a quarter of that, there are more than 9.7 million confirmed infections globally, with 2.4 million in the U.S. There was no presidential appearance and no White House backdrop Friday when the government's coronavirus task force briefed the public for the first time in weeks. The briefing at the Department of Health and Human Services was held as the number of confirmed new coronavirus infections per day in the U.S. soared to an all-time high of 40,000. That's higher even than during the deadliest stretch in April and May. In light of the new surge, task force briefers chose their words carefully to update the public about COVID-19, which has become both a public health and political issue. Vice President Mike Pence acknowledged a surge in new cases across the South and West while backing the president's desire to get the economy up and running. But the vice president also took note of positive job numbers and added that the reality is that we're in a much better place. Texas and Florida states reversed course and clamped down on bars again Friday in the nation's biggest retreat yet, as the daily number of confirmed cases in the U.S. surged to an all-time high. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all bars closed, while Florida banned alcohol at such establishments. The two states joined the small but growing list of those that are either backtracking or putting any further reopenings on their economies on hold because of the comeback by the virus, mostly in the South and the West. Health experts have said a disturbingly large number of cases are being seen among young people. This is VOA News. A surge in new coronavirus infections in California has put hospitals across the state under increasing strain as emergency rooms receive an influx of new patients with COVID-19. And on the day, the U.S. saw its largest one-day increase of new cases since the pandemic began. Dr. Anjali Campin of the Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank said her hospital is feeling the pressure. Campin says the wave of new cases has started to take its toll on staff at the hospital and has added to frustrations over Californians who aren't taking necessary precautions. The spike in cases has prompted California to put 11 counties, representing about half of the state's population, on a watch list of places that might need rollback or halt their phases of reopening altogether. Paris's Orly Airport has ramped up security measures as it resumes commercial flights after a nearly three-month hiatus. With lockdown restrictions easing and Europe starting to open up its borders, scheduled flights resumed. Passengers can no longer enter the terminals with non-flying companions, and wearing masks is required. Alcohol gel dispensers are available across the terminals, and floor markings urge social distancing. Thermal cameras are in place at the arrival area, where passengers with a temperature of 38 degrees Celsius or above can benefit from a medical consultation but will not be forced to go under some type of quarantine. Tech firm LabScience has developed a prototype of an ultraviolet ray decontaminating tunnel, which the airport is actually testing. Coca-Cola has thrown its weight behind an ad boycott against social media companies for not doing enough to tackle hate speech. Coke said that it will pause paid advertising on all social media platforms globally for at least 30 days. Shares of Facebook were already down ahead of the news. Unilever shook things up when it joined the ranks of Verizon and others who have backed the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. But the global brand behind supermarket staples like Dove soap, Hellman's mayonnaise, and Lipton tea went on a step further than the others. Not only will it stop advertising on Facebook and Instagram platforms in the U.S. for the rest of 2020, it is also staying away from Twitter. Twitter shares fell 7% at that news. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.